I have several passages of scripture that we will be reading responsively. And Aaron, if you could get that up. There we go. I'll be reading the light text, and you'll be reading the bold, which is that there. So let's read together. Therefore, justice is far from us, and righteousness does not overtake us. We hope for light, and behold, for our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us, for our transgressions are with us, and we know our iniquities. Transgressing and denying the Lord, and turning back from following our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart lying words.
Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands far away, for truth has stumbled in the public squares, and uprightness cannot enter. Truth is lacking.
This paints a dark picture, but I would like you to try to imagine yourselves as the people who heard these words before Jesus was born. Imagine that you were in bondage, a refugee from another country, enslaved and oppressed. Imagine that you and your people have turned your back on God and that you know you deserve his punishment. Let's take about a minute, I would like to take about a minute, to just contemplate our darkness without Christ. And just think of our situation before he came. Yet in this time of darkness, God promises the hope of a redeemer. He promises to send a great light into these people's darkness. Listen to Isaiah as he continues speaking. This is God's promise to his people. The Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no one to intercede. Then his own arm brought him salvation, and his own righteousness upheld him. He put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on garments of vengeance for clothing, and wrapped himself in zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, so will he repay. Wrath to his adversaries, repayment to his enemies. To the coastlands he will render repayment.
So they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising sun, for he will come like a rushing stream, which the wind of the Lord drives.
And a redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who turn from transgression, declares the Lord.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you.
Imagine how wonderful this promise would feel if you were in this state of despair. After living in darkness for centuries, these people were longing for the promised hope, and that hope was fulfilled in the coming of Christ. In the next section of reading, we will read how the promised one has come and how his presence fulfills these promises. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God.
All things were made through him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him.
He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light.
The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him.
Now Christ has come in... Missed a couple lines there. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
And the Word became flesh and
John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.'"
For from his fullness ye have all received, grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known.
All right. Now, Christ has come in the flesh and redeemed our darkness. Let's celebrate this redemption that Christ has brought, celebrate that we have been released from bondage, and celebrate that Christ has come to live among us. I hope that throughout the rest of this evening, through the singing and through the skit we play, that you can come to celebrate this with us and possibly understand a slightly deeper meaning for Christmas.
We've decided not to have the children come up this time, but I think it is a skit for the adults, just as much as for the children tonight. So those of you in the skit can go ahead and go where you need to go now. We have a short skit. It's a pantomime, if you want to call it that. It's a no speaking parts. And it addresses something that all of us come face to face with at some point or another, I think. And we hear a lot about it, especially this time of year. And that is helping those around us who are needy. And the way we respond to that, and when we see people who, homeless people, for example, what is our response to them? And what should our response be? What does Jesus call us to do in that situation? And so, as we think about this season especially, and we think about the rich blessings that we have, it's good to think about those things when we see those people around us, whether it be on the street corner or wherever it is. And let's think about what Jesus has called us to. And the other thing I want us to think about in this skit is, what are the different ways that we can help? It's easy to throw money at a situation or to say something in passing. But we'd like to point out there are different areas. And so we offer it as an encouragement this season and all the time. When you come in contact with those people, how are you going to respond? But it happens. And so just the other day, yesterday, I was in town and I was driving past Spangles, I think, and I saw a man sitting out front, and he was hunched over with his coat, and I drove on by, and I was like, oh boy, I should probably go back. And so I went back, and it ended up he didn't actually need anything. He was just waiting for his friend, but he was a very nice guy. But what struck me, and I don't like to say this, but what struck me is the amount of time I had to sit in my car and make myself go talk to this man. And so this is something that I certainly deal with, and I'm sure that most of us struggle with it as well. And so we give that as an encouragement.